This is KCUR 89.3. The two Indian men who were targeted in the recent racially motivated shootings at an Olathe bar were among the high-tech talent that had been recruited to the U.S. News of the attack continues to stress businesses who have hired and are in need of these workers. And as KCUR's Peggy Lowe found out, these companies were facing a host of immigration challenges even before the shootings.
Mira Midivani is an immigration attorney in Overland Park. She's been flooded with calls since President Trump took office. Businesses and their employees worried about visa applications, the deportation crackdown, working in other NAFTA countries. And then there was this one call just 2 days before the February 22nd shootings.
I had a phone call from an Indian national who immigrated to the United States and is now a United States citizen.
Midivani is an immigrant herself. She moved here as a child from the former Soviet Union. The man told her that he's an engineer at a local company, but that he's scared for his family. They're all here legally, but he wants to move back to India and put his kids in school there.
They don't see a future here. And then 2 days later, there was a shooting that put it in a completely horrible context.
The shooting ended with Srinivas Kuchibotla dead and his friend Alok Madasani wounded. They were targeted because the shooter thought they were from the Middle East. In fact, both are from India and both worked at Garmin, the GPS company here.
I had no idea, no way of knowing how in context this will look very ominous.
Trump's ban on legal immigration from predominantly Muslim countries and a draft order targeting a work visa program have added to the fears many companies have had since the election. Add to that the constant challenge many international recruiters face about America's reputation for violence.
Sometimes they actually still think we're kind of the wild, wild west, I think.
Kevin Truman is dean of the School of Computing and Engineering at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. He regularly recruits in India, and it's paid off. More than a quarter of the computing and engineering school's students are Indian. Among UMKC's graduates was Madasani, the wounded Garmin worker. Yet Truman says the school's enrollment is down about 50 foreign students this semester.
Clearly, the political climate in the United States right now has cost us some international students.
And more high-tech entrepreneurs and innovators are locating and expanding right here in the heartland.
That's then-Missouri Governor Jay Nixon speaking at a press conference a year ago at the opening of the Kansas City office of Pramata, a company that analyzes customer data for big businesses. I talked with the company's CEO. His name is Praful Saklani. He's an Indian immigrant, and his company has offices in San Francisco and India.
Whenever a shooting occurs in our country and the people involved are similar to you in some way, it's very rattling.
If he sounds like he's from the Midwest, it's because he is. He grew up in Minnesota. He says part of his job as CEO is to be concerned about the political climate and how that might affect his workers traveling all over the world. So far, so good, he says, and there's been no problems. As for spending lots of time in Kansas City, well, he puts it in the parlance of his business.
Literally 100% of my personal interactions in Kansas City with a wide range of people, having eaten at dozens of restaurants, talked to hundreds of, you know, individuals and business leaders has been, it's 100% positive. Okay? And look at all that data, right, of over 10 years.
And that's important. Midivani, the business immigration attorney in OP, says she was recently visited by a Missouri legislator. He wanted to know how to attract and keep highly trained IT and engineering workers in the area. Her answer was simple.
If the attitude is, you're not welcome here and go home or else I'll shoot you, That's not going to work.
These highly sought-after workers and students have options in a global economy. Some are going to Canada or the UK, and some home to India. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Peggy Lowe.